reports from education departments in a number of states on the rapidly increasing needs of the classrooms for developmentally delayed children reflect comparable increases throughout the nation. At present, primary suspicion for this epidemic of neurological and neurobehavioral disorders rests with the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. And then he talks about some of which had clearly originated from the simian cytomegalic virus. According to Dr. Martin, these viruses were missing specific genes which evoke immune expression. It is true that this work is highly preliminary. No conclusions can be made from it, but the need for further intensive investigation is important. And also, what about genetic implications of live viruses? And by the way, just to put it in lay language, you understand what he just said with a stealth virus. When they're making a vaccine culture, there are viruses that they didn't know existed in those monkeys that come through into the vaccine and then end up going into your body. Now, later when you end up being tested and you find that you have a cytomegalovirus and you think, where could I have gotten that? You'd never think that it was the vaccine. Indeed, it was probably the vaccine. You can also get herpes from the vaccines. Yes. In a letter to the editor of Science Magazine, Dr. Joshua Ledenberger, Department of Genetics, Stanford University School of Medicine, warned about live virus vaccines. He said, quote, in point of fact, we are practicing biological engineering on a rather large scale by the use of live viruses in mass immunization campaigns. Crude virus preparations, such as some of the ones in common use at the present time, are also vulnerable to frightful mishaps of contamination and misidentification, unquote. With this sober warning, made over three decades ago, there's now arising the possibility of contamination and misidentification in examples outlined above. And the damage may escalate. And another basic concept is highly pertinent that many of today's children are second-generation vaccinees. That is, they were born to mothers previously vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, and it's possible that the reaction rates in the second generation vaccinees may be happening on a much larger scale due to previous sensitization of the mothers from their vaccines. This sensitizing is in turn being transmitted to the fetus during pregnancy. If this process is taking place, something we cannot know until appropriate research is done, one shudders to think of the unfathomable consequences should the process be continued into yet another third generation. Time may prove that vaccine programs went awry when they deviated from the most basic of all medical ethics, the right of parents to accept or reject vaccines for their children. Freedom of choice provides a system of checks and balances now lacking. At the very least, this would provide parents the power to compel better safety testing of the vaccines. Parents should be allowed the right to inform consent or the right to accept or reject for their children based upon full and uncensored disclosure of pros and cons. Today we have a system in which vaccine production by the pharmaceutical companies is largely self-regulated. Naturally, these companies are interested in profits for their products, which in itself is not wrong. However, when arbitrary decisions in the mandating of vaccines are made by government bureaucracies, which are highly partisan to the pharmaceuticals, with no recourse open to parents, we have all the potential ingredients for a tragedy of historical proportions. In conclusion, it may be appropriate to cite an item which, though seemingly small in itself, may be indicative of the problems which we are faced. In January 1993, a scientific journal published the results of a study of 89 children with adverse clinical reactions following administration of various combinations of vaccines. Detailed case histories were taken and blood tests were done to examine various parameters of cellular and humoral immunity. It was found that children with adverse reactions had marked increases in abnormal blood parameters as compared with children who had had no reactions. The first study of its kind, as far as we are aware, perhaps the most striking and significant feature of the report is not the results of the test, which might have been expected, so much as the fact that it came from a foreign country, Czechoslovakia. American science has been foremost in the development and promotion of vaccines that should be largered in the safety testing, of which this study may represent one of the modest beginnings and a sad reflection on the American scientific community. Do we have the right to expect better? And that's by Dr. Harold Buttram. And he has a background in board certified in environmental medicine. That is but one of hundreds of articles that I have collected, thousands and thousands of hours spent in this, to show you that there are people concerned, legitimate people of science and medicine, who are looking at the entire issue of vaccines. I'm going to take a station identification break for a moment, come back and continue on giving you more on why you should take a careful look at your pediatrician when he says that it's A, necessary, protective, and safe. In point of fact, none of the three is correct, and it's important that you have the information so that if you choose to, you can have an appropriate challenge to your pediatrician or any other physician or public health official, and then into the area of what we can do constructively to change the laws. I'm Gary Nall, continuing with Special Investigative Report, Part 12, Vaccines, a Second Opinion. Back in a moment.
And good afternoon, everyone. You are tuned to listener-sponsored, commercial-free community radio WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM. That was the first half, the first produced portion of Natural Living with Gary Nall, and we are taking a break right now, myself and Matthew Finch here in Master Control here at WBAI, to encourage you, those of you who have yet to make your pledges of support to WBAI and to Natural Living, to do so now by calling 212-209-2950. That is our pledge line and our lifeline to you, the listeners, those of you who have supported us over the years. And we're asking you, if you've yet to become a member of this radio station, to do so now.
That's right. And the phone number, as Michael G. said, 212-209-2950. Armand DeMille and The Positive Mind will be coming up shortly after 1 o'clock with Roberta Atti. They will be taking us on a voyage beginning fairly soon. So once again, we need to move things very, very quickly. You've heard about the various premiums. Again, we're going to stress the main one, the one that has really lit up this audience from the beginning of this drive up until now, and that is the 7 Steps to Perfect Health. Again, this is an 8-cassette package, 7 Steps to Perfect Health, running from detoxification and cleansing all the way through to some of the inner issues, such as No More Excuses. And that is available with our thanks for those of you who can make the extra pledge of support, the $200 pledge of support. But whatever you can do to affirm up and support this radio station during these interesting times, what thanks is doable for you financially and what you think is right for the time and right for the station as it is now, if you want to get behind that in your in a financial way, and please in a financial way only, that number is available to you, 212-209-2950. Of course, you could make the pledge and send the 7 Steps to Perfect Health to someone else. Perhaps if you've been looking at, New York One, or the cover of our two major tabloids here in New York City, you might want to send a copy of 7 Steps to Perfect Health to Hugh Rodham, the brother-in-law of the ex-president. Seems the boy likes his sandwiches a little bit too much, and maybe you could help him out in that regard. This is not really a joke. You can send these packages to other people in your circle, especially those people who are not within listening range of natural living, and you want to give them sort of a primer. You know, maybe it's someone in your family, and you go home for a holiday, and they find that, well, you're not eating the same way you used to. Hey, you know, you come to the door and your aunt or whomever says, boy, you look wonderful. Your eyes are all clear and you look so good and healthy and everything. You look great. And then you sit down at the table and you're, no, I really don't want that turkey with the mashed potatoes. And I don't want extra coffee. And thanks, that wine looks wonderful, but I really don't do that anymore. And they begin to think you're weird. And you try to explain and try to explain, and they persist in thinking you're weird. Well, this package is a way to tell them about the choices you've made and maybe a gentle way to encourage them to embrace some of these ideas. They don't have to go down the line with the program necessarily, but to open them up to some of these things. And again, that's 7 Steps to Perfect Health from Gary Null, available to you. And if you want to do something in book form, there is the Get Healthy Now package, which is the paperback revised edition through 7 Stories Press of Gary's book that you've heard about, highly revised, over 1,000 pages of material, a lot of it new, hundreds of pages of new material in there with the resource guides, etc., that cover the whole nation. That is available to you with our thanks for those of you who can make the pledge of $150.
And those of you who would like to make also the pledge of $200, you can do that. And there's a package that we have been offering throughout this drive, actually during the second week of the drive, the 10 steps to joy package that we're hoping that Gary will talk a little bit about before we move out of here this afternoon. But you can call right now, talk to the people in Tally. They have all that information in front of them by calling 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. You can use your Visa or MasterCard, American Express. You can pledge on the electronic funds transfer method. Again, the people in Tally will walk you through the process about 2.5 minutes and you're done. You will have supported WBAI Natural Living, and then we can continue on. We're asking you to pledge your financial support to keep this radio station on the air so that the voices that you hear over these airwaves each and every day will continue to bring you the information that is so vital to our daily lives, so vital whether we're looking at issues on the other side of the planet or just up the street from us here. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Join those callers on the line. We broadcast into 4 different states, parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island, and upstate New York, and we'd like to hear from you now. 212-209-2950.
Okay, and there are 2 people on the line right now. We have about 6 people back in Tally, so we can light these lines up. Again, we're trying to move this as quickly as we can. We will be back with Gary tomorrow doing, well, an epic, but we'll tell you more about that before we leave the air at around about 1 o'clock. But in these few moments that we have right now, again, we want to stress those packages, is for those of you who can go higher.
Fellas, I want to just intercede here. Let the audience know that tomorrow we're going to have a 6-hour special from noon to 6 tomorrow. Natural Living will be doing a special. Very comprehensive information you're going to learn tomorrow about genetic engineering, things you have not heard before on any program, about our food, about the way that they're making up gene cards now. Things that, remember, it was 13 years ago on an ABC show, because boy did I catch flack for this, where I was talking about the identification cards and how it could affect us. Well, those identification cards are now reality. They're being used in different countries, including here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to show you what you can expect from genetic engineering. If you thought the vaccine issue got hairy, wait till you hear tomorrow about what they're doing to food currently being created, where they're building vaccines right into them. So every time you eat something, you're going to be vaccinated. And I contacted one of these companies and says, explain to me what level you consider safe of a vaccine. Let's just say hypothetically, for argument's sake, that one shot of a vaccine was adequate for protection. Every time I'd eat this product, I'd be vaccinated again. No answer. You're going to learn what kind of scary nonsense is going on at some of these schools where these hotshots are looking for Nobel Prizes, but they're doing so with such abandonment, you'd think that they had read the Dr. Strangelove script and thought it was reality, because they're following madness. Tomorrow, the most comprehensive report you've ever heard about, again, in this investigative reporting series I'm doing now, and if you've noticed, I've been doing more investigative reporting programs than you could imagine every day. That continues for 6 hours tomorrow, so put it on your schedule from noon to 6 tomorrow. And then on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, even though there will be, we're going to be getting pretty much back to our regular programming, though we have been asked to pitch for about 15 minutes after each show, but we are back noon to 1 as of Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But that's why we're doing our bit tomorrow for 6 hours. I did want to mention this, fellas. Night before last, I did a lecture, and this lecture I do, well, when I'm available, once a month. It's for those people who've completed their health support groups and are wanting to keep motivated and keep connected with other people, and just as also a feedback for how they're doing. And some of these people have been making changes for 5 or 10 years. So the very first thing I did is I started the class, and then I filmed it as a lecture. And it's a very, very powerful lecture. And on being in the moment. Anyhow, I asked him what has changed. Well, right off the bat, like 7 people. And I'm going to guess these people were in their 60s and 70s, and one I know is in their 80s. Got up and just said, well, kind of, as a matter of factly, oh, my hair's growing back natural color. Oh, where it was bald, I'm no longer bald. So all these nice things they're now reporting as having happened. Oh, yeah, by the way, where I had arthritis is totally gone. Fibromyalgia is gone. And that was without ever treating any of those conditions. So what happens when you see a woman who's 75 who now says that she has energy that she hasn't had since she was 20, and where she had demineralization and osteoporosis, it totally reversed itself? And what about the guy who says that he had for years and years an inner tube around his belly, couldn't get rid of it, and he had worked out and part of his body be real strong, but he couldn't get rid of it? It's gone. Totally gone. Now, that was just some of the physical manifestation. And it just keeps rolling along. But what they really said they got the most of, and this is what one person after another, is the joy in their life. Every person in there that I spoke with says, I feel more joy, I'm more relaxed, I don't get all razzle-dazzled, I don't get angry the way I used to. I'm able to deal with problems, deal with stresses. Well, of course, there's going to be moments where all of us are going to act inappropriately. But what if it used to be all the time? Now it's only once in a great while. That's a major achievement. And they have been using the lessons. And over the last year, we started the advanced group a year and 2 months ago. And I missed 2 months because I was out of town, but otherwise I was doing this once every month. And during that every month, I would do a live lecture before this group on a specific theme. Well, we recorded those. And then we made professional audio tapes off of them, which takes about 15 to 20 hours to make one audio tape from one video because of the high quality sound that we're trying to create and going through and making sure it's just really perfect. And those are done. And these are the steps that you use if you really want to get to that place in life called happiness. Joy. Not occasionally, every day. And these are the people who've done it. Thousands. We probably have right now about 7,000 people who have completed a basic 7-step program. They've done that, and they'll continue with that. I do it. Look, I'm sitting here at a console, and I'm surrounded by electromagnetic pulses. I do my own engineering up here in the studio. I have a Gauss meter that shows me how much Gauss is hitting my body. And it's at a very dangerous level. And there are days when I, Wednesday this week, yesterday was Wednesday, I was on I guess, 16 hours. Yet I'm not affected by that because I'm sitting on a magnetic pad. I have a magnetic barrier. I have different things I put. Plus, I also superpotentize my body. That's the same information that people get who have gone through a program who say, hey, Gary, I work in as a dispatcher. What do I do about all that electromagnetic pulses? Remember, the state police used to get high levels of testicular and prostate cancer because they were allowing that radar gun to be sitting in their lap while they were in the car, not realizing that, in effect, they were radiating themselves. Well, all this kind of things we don't know can hurt us. And then we don't want to know years later, gee, I should have done something. I should have taken your advice. Once again, you were right. Well, how about every single time on every major public health issue, we in this movement have been right? At some point, no matter how resistant you are to change, and by the way, the more intellectual person is, the greater it is for them to change, because there's, God, does that ego get in your way? They're so defiant that they can figure things out. As long as they're aware of something intellectually, somehow that is magically supposed to transform into some self-actualizing principle in their body. Nonsense. Sickest people I've ever met have been the so-called smartest people, which didn't tell me how smart they really are. Well, now we know how to change. I'm following my own seven steps every day. I'll be doing it the rest of my life. And when I find out something new, I'll add it on. Just like when I found out a new nutrient that stops the cells, of the end of the cells, the polymers, from shortening. And now we have scientific evidence. I use it. I share that information. So that's part of it. But here's the tough part. Even when you stop using excuses so that you actually do what you're supposed to do for yourself to get yourself physically well, that doesn't mean that you're going to do enough to get yourself emotionally balanced so you can determine what kind of relationships you should have for yourself. And up to this point, everyone's told you what kind. Everyone's been your therapist and analyst and your mother confessor and telling you this is the kind of man you should have and this is the kind of woman you should be with. And we always second guess everything. We're always prating everyone in at some level to talk about, look, what I have, what do you think? Instead of saying, I know what I think. I don't have to get opinions from everybody. But we do. That's what this 10 steps does. The 10 steps to a joyful and happy life take you to a different level. I've had people in the program who've gone through all these cult groups and all the forums and the S and this other nonsense and the Stern group for men, which I'm absolutely adamantly opposed to. You talk about one... They destroyed one friend of mine, destroyed his career in the process. And I want to warn the people of the Sterling Group. And it's unfortunate you can't tell people who are in it because they have, their whole life is now an insulated iron grid you can't get through. But anyone who knows someone, they'll know what I'm talking about. Well, how do you keep from getting yourself into those? The 10 steps help you because it lets you identify why you shouldn't be running out there to tune in to some cult or orthodox practice in effort to save yourself in here. We're always looking for our redemption through salvation, through someone saving us on some level by providing us with the answer. So then we sublimate ourselves to someone else's interpretation of what we should be doing with our lives. Well, what I want to do is to raise questions, and that's what I do. In the 10 steps, there are 15 hours, hour and a half each tape, on topics that affect everyone. In fact, every topic will affect everyone in this audience. And that's why it resonated. Now, these people who have been in bad relationships, people who have been in toxic work, people who have been frustrated by not making changes, people who are procrastinating about everything, people who wouldn't complete things they had started, they wouldn't start things they feared not being able to do right, people who had such a limited, boring life, now they have a very full life. That's because they're able to address issues and guide themselves by honoring their real self, by embracing their bliss, by connecting with their true purpose in life that they choose. How do you make joyful choices? Everything in life is a choice. What you say to someone is going to be a choice that can have impact upon you and the other person. How do you resolve conflict? If that was the only tape we were offering in this premium, that would be a good enough. Because after people listen to this program on resolving conflict, we ask them in their homework, which was a month later. And by the way, they didn't get back in if they didn't do their homework. So we got the homework. And then I would read how 100 or 200 people did their homework. And you couldn't imagine. People had had conflicts for decades, able to overcome that conflict. From all walks of life, all backgrounds. Very important. But that's only one of the 10 audio tapes of an hour and a half each. Conscious living. Now, we're all going to live. We're all going to make choices. But they're not all going to be conscious choices. In fact, most of our choices today will not be conscious choices. They'll be reactive choices. They'll be emotional choices. And almost always, those are going to be against us. So how do you make a conscious choice? I have all that in that hour and a half tape. And I have a tape on being true to yourself. Well, who are you true to if you're not true to yourself? Well, how about all the false beliefs? How do you know it's a false belief? I go through history of beliefs to show you the way we think about things, even how we vote for a president, even how we trust officials that have betrayed us, when the hope that maybe they won't do it again, or maybe it wasn't as bad as we thought, instead of realizing how to see the truth when it appears. That's just in being true to yourself. How about looking at you're perfect the way you are? That's just one tape where you say, well, I'm not perfect the way I am, Gary. I mean, I'm overweight or I'm out of shape. I got all these conditions. I got these fears. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you have an energy in you that is perfect, that has no confusion, that can guide you in everything you need to do, including your healing. You just have to understand how to listen to it, possibly for the first time in your life. When you talk with the Zen Buddhist, they know what that energy is because they have not cluttered their lives with conditioning. They're in touch with that energy. And this, by the way, for many of you, will be the first tape you've ever heard about the inner energy of life. That's in the one on You're Perfect the Way You Are. That's where I deal with that life force, life energy. It's not esoteric, and it's not mumbo-jumbo, and it's not pseudoscience. You'll see how I bring it all back to practical application. And then the proof of the pudding is that a month later, people have taken the lesson and applied it through a series of questions from the lesson, and every one of these tapes gives you a whole bunch of questions, like 20 questions per tape, that directly allow you to reflect on your own life. And people come back just so impassioned by all the clutter. What is it worth when a person wakes up one day and doesn't have the emotional baggage anymore, that has the joy of being in the moment, that can make conscious choices, that doesn't have to deal with conflict the old way, that can find joy in all the things, being honest to themselves? That's a person that's free, possibly free for the first day in their life to be who they are meant to be. That's what it meant. This is not theoretical. Thousands of people use this information. I didn't make a commercial, didn't make it available to anyone else. I wanted to offer it to BAI, and that's what I've done. It's 10 steps to a joyful and happy life. 10 steps that everyone in this everyone listening right now could benefit from. And it's available by calling the station. And you talk about getting you to a place where you can feel really good about yourself and really happy and make real good choices and make choices now without fretting and whining and moaning and complaining and blaming and confusion and procrastination and consternation. No, I'm talking about saying, this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to do it. Boom. And will your life go forward from there? You bet it will go forward from there. And it's just amazing how many people I'm now getting emails from who have changed their lives in ways that are very happy. And people who are struggling in their relationships today are having better relationships. There was one man in particular that sticks out because he came over to me the other night after the lecture. And he said, Gary, I joined your hair study about 7 years ago. And my hair did well, but it wasn't in the study that did the best. It was about 2 years later when I continued on the program that just one day it started coming back. And he's, look at my hair. I didn't remember the man because I had thousands of people in the study. And he said, I have a picture I want to show you. And he opened up his wallet and he showed me a picture. And he said, this is me when I started your group. And he was bald. Now he's got a full head of hair. And he said, but that's not what was really important. He said, I'd had trouble you know, my wife and I had all kinds of problems, and you know, we were virtually at the point of divorce, and we'd been to therapists, and nothing was working. And then, last year, I had decided, what the heck, I'll take this, you know, this, the advanced course. And the advanced course is limited because I can only do it once a month, and I can only fit so many people in a room. And so it's on a first-come, first-served basis. So whoever called in, that's it. I don't mention it on the air because it fills up instantly from the people who have been through the program. And he started coming, and he said, came in, it was interesting because it was not anything you'd heard in the previous programs, in the health support groups. And then he came again, and finally he said there was one meeting where it talked about conflict resolution, but using different tools to resolve conflict. And he said he went home and he tried it and it worked. And he said today his wife has a different appreciation for him as he does her, and they're able to bring the joy and passion and power back into a relationship that was virtually at an end. I felt very good about that. And he felt very, very good about it. And that was just one of the tapes. So it's 10 Steps to a Joyful and Happy Life, 15 hours, audio tapes. And just ask yourself, what happens when you don't make the right choice? What tools are you going to use today or tomorrow or next week unless you get new ones? Because the old ones just are limited in what they can do for you. I mean, you look in the papers today, and I don't read these papers, but when I go over there to get one of the magazines, because I subscribe and get a lot of magazines, you know, I look at all the corruption charges now on Clinton and everyone else around him on these pardons, and I think, wouldn't you have thought that these guys would have wised up? And the answer is, no, they wouldn't wise up if you understand that that they're just using the tools they've always used. So on the one hand, I understand why they keep doing the same things. I understand why the people drink. And by the way, I have a whole section. If you know anyone in your family or friends who's had a problem with drugs or alcohol or overeating or sugarholic or, chocoholic, caffeine, smoking, this is a whole program for helping get him off. That's right. And in fact, there's a gentleman. His name is Paul, and I just ran into him in the street this morning when I was coming back from the park early this morning, and it was cold out, and I was in shorts and a t-shirt, and I wanted to get back, and he's walking his dog, and he stopped me on the corner, and he said, Gary, he said, you know, it's 12 months, hadn't had a cigarette, hadn't had any alcohol, hadn't gone to a 12-step program. He tried once and had issues with him. And he said, and he's been coming, by the way, to the meetings. He said, it's working. I don't have any of the cravings. So you can help get people off addictive substances. That's one of the things that the 10 Steps to a Joyful and Happy Life do. In fact, I know for a fact that there's one 12-step program in Florida that they are now using the 10 Steps, of many of the 10 Steps here, as a way of remodeling some of those original 12 steps. So there's a lot of good that can come, but it can only come if you decide today's the day you're going to do something different, take a chance, and see what your reward can be. No risks, no reward. That's life. Little risk, little reward. Big risk, big reward. And this is a tax-deductible contribution to a station that needs your help. So give a call right now. Fellas?